I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World. Remember MH17? That was the Malaysian airliner flying between Amsterdam and Kuala Lumpur. It was shot out of the sky over eastern Ukraine last summer, 2014. All 298 people on board, mostly Dutch, died. Dutch investigators have been piecing together what happened, and they'll issue a long-awaited report tomorrow. My BBC colleague Anna Holligan has been speaking with some of the relatives and investigators. How'd they zero in on what caused the crash, Anna? I mean, this has been 15 months in review.
It has, indeed. And as you say, long awaited by those relatives. It's important, Marco, to make it very clear from the outset that this is a technical report. So the more politically charged question of who did this, who was responsible, is being dealt with by a separate criminal investigation, which is expected to conclude by the end of this year. With regards to what caused the crash, that's the first question that's being addressed by the Dutch Safety Board. And they are expected to confirm the widely held suspicion that flight MH17 was most likely shot down by a Buk missile.
So a Buk missile, is that a Russian missile?
A Buk missile is a Russian-made missile indeed, but our understanding is that possibly both sides had access to these missiles. So the Dutch Safety Board report will probably stop before going into any kind of detail about where it came from or where it was fired from, because that could potentially prejudice the criminal investigation. And that will be hugely frustrating for the relatives who I've spoken to, because they want the whole story. They want to know not just what caused the crash, but who did it, who was responsible for those 298 deaths.
I gather investigators were also looking at the final moments of this flight. I mean, there are local farmers who saw people fall out of the sky in Ukraine that day. And what are the relatives expecting to hear from this report?
It's unimaginable to think what they might have seen there on the ground on that day. The Dutch Safety Board has told us that they are taking the unusual step of addressing this question after receiving a specific request from the next of kin. The families who I've been speaking to say they don't want to know if their relatives were conscious or aware in those final moments. They would rather not know about it. They would rather stick to what they imagine and what they've made peace with. So, for example, I've been speaking to a father of a 17-year-old girl. Her name is Elsemeek de Borst. And Hans, her father, says that she would have had her headphones in. She would have been watching a movie like Lord of the Rings. That she would have had her knees propped against the chair in front of her. And he thinks she just wouldn't have known anything. And that's how he's been able to make peace with it. I think it's highly unlikely that the report will reach any kind of conclusive conclusion as to whether the passengers and the crew were aware in those final moments. And the thing is, it's still a mystery, because the flight data recorder, the voice recorder, they all stopped at 1320 GMT, and that's the time that the plane is thought to have been hit. Mm. So it may be that they just never know.
Yeah, such are the grim details that families don't want to hear about, but the things they do want to know. I mean, will we ever really know who did it? I mean, won't that be the real beginning of some kind of justice for the families?
That's the big question. Where did the missile come from? Who fired it? And that will indeed be the beginning of the judicial process. But so many questions are, for now, unanswered.
My colleague with the BBC, Anna Holligan, thank you very much.
Thank you.